Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is hit by the pitch. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it, throws to second, with Aparicio covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 1 in the game. Fries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fries reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Daly settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Daly. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fries moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada pinch hits for Bud Daly. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Bauer scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Floyd Robinson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to third for the out. Lawler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Kemmerer moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Lump, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemmerer scores. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McManus pinch hits for Don Larsen. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Davis now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a line drive towards short. Lump catches it and throws to second to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Bauer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Rivera steals third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rivera scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.